This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, May 20. Filled Minds. Our reading comes from Philippians chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Is your mind filled with things that are true, pure, excellent, and praiseworthy? Or is it distracted by things that are false, polluted, ugly, and dishonorable? We likely have some amount of each, since we are all sinners. Let's look first at filling our minds with what is true. This can be hard today, when there is often little regard for speaking truth on the internet and in the media. We need to ask God to show us what is right and true, recognizing that we can depend on His Word in the Bible and on teachings that are solidly based on all of it. We can also seek what is lovely, good, and praiseworthy. God and His creation are beautiful. God's love and His salvation are the most beautiful things of all. When we seek the lovely and beautiful, we will find God behind it all. However, if we not only see, but also revel in what is ugly, distasteful, violent, or worse, we'll find ourselves following the way of the devil, who is behind all things that are repulsive and corrupt. Let's be sure to fill our minds with thoughts that honor God, others, and ourselves. Let's steer away from thoughts that spread lies, hurt others, drag reputations down, or create cynicism. God knows what we are thinking, and in His strength, we can control our thoughts so that they honor Him. Pray with me. Lord, help us to fill our minds with pure, true, wholesome things. Let us not stray into ugly, dishonorable thinking that can lead us to destruction. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.